Welcome to the Whole Food Vegan Podcast.
Exciting vegan food, no crap, no agenda.
Helping you enjoy a wonderfully varied, tasty, easy to prepare and nutritious whole food plant-based diet.
Simple tip, easy recipes and helpful hints on how to get more enticing vegan meals into your diet. Usually recorded after a bottle of Merlot on a Friday night.
Hello and welcome to the Whole Food Vegan Podcast. My name is Mark.
Hi, I'm Sue.
And in this edition, we are going to have a Japanese-focused edition. Because guess where we're going?
Japan.
Yes, woo! We are. I know. That's going to be incredible. So what we thought we'd do is to have, we'll do a little before, during and after podcast all about Japan. So as yet, we haven't been. We'll do a little bit of a review of what our ideas are, what our expectations are.
And this is all about the food, not the country.
Correct. Yeah. And then we'll do a little bit more of the podcast when we are in Japan.
Eating food.
And then we'll probably do a podcast, kind of a review of our trip when we come back from Japan. So I think if you're thinking of going to Japan as a vegan, this is going to be very interesting for you.
Yeah, and it's a country that neither of us have been to, isn't it? So we have absolutely no experience here.
Correct.
So I guess the thing to say is, first of all, what are we doing and how long have we got there?
Well, we're not there very long. We're actually using it as a little bit of a stopover on the way to Australia. And we're going to do another one of these podcasts exclusively about Australia. So we're only in Japan for 2 nights, 3 days.
And that's in Tokyo.
In Tokyo. We're staying in a hotel, but we've just got a bed only. So we'll need to find food for breakfast, lunch and evening meal.
Yep. Sounds like a challenge, I reckon.
So what do you think the food is going to be like in Japan?
Well, this is the thing. Because I don't know, this is all my guesswork. And I suppose, naively, I think it's going to be very fish heavy, which is going to be no good to us at all. One of the things I've read in guidebooks is that they standardly put fish sauce and things like that in dishes. So they'll say that they're vegetarian or vegan, and then they'll put fish in. I'm not worried about the dairy element, because I don't think they're very dairy heavy. No. as a culture. They just don't really eat dairy in the same way we do. And I guess being fortunate that we're in a major city, it should be quite easy to get sort of multicultural food. But I don't want to go over there and eat English food.
No, I don't. So I think what I'm certainly going to do is to get the Happy Cow app and rely quite heavily on Happy Cow.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And I wouldn't mind going into the markets and trying some street food.
Hang on a minute. I am not going to the fish market.
Oh, we're vegans. I wouldn't go to the fish market. But to go into perhaps some sort of fresh produce markets.
Oh, yeah.
Just see what they've got and see if they've got street food. Yeah. And we probably have to learn how to say no fish, no dairy, no meat in Japanese.
I think all I can say is moshi moshi and sayonara.
So that actually is another thing that we've thought about is, of course, in other countries, in English-speaking countries, you can get by and you can explain yourself.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't know how English speaking the Japanese will be.
Well, I think they're quite good in major cities because it's like any sort of tourism area. It's kind of a major market for English people to go over there. So I know, for instance, that the Japanese train network is all signposted in English as well.
So we may be okay.
Yeah, let's hope so, because we're going to be very thin if we're not. Which isn't necessarily a bad thing. Yeah, I mean, there's Japanese wine, as we know. One of our favourite wines is Japanese chef and a French winemaker.
Yeah.
So, you know, Asahi beer, Japanese wine, what could go
some
wrong?
Some sake.
No, thanks.
We'll be fine.
No. I mean, I think also it's worth mentioning my impression of Japanese, and I hope this isn't offensive, is they eat a lot of rice and noodles. So even if we end up eating plain rice with some vegetables,
that's
fine. It's only for a couple of days anyway. Mm. What's going to be more of an issue is things like breakfast and sandwiches. You know, we're not going to be able to probably get sandwiches.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, be a lot of packets of crisps, I reckon.
So I tell you what we'll do now. Let's sign off for now And we'll see you in Japan.
Alrighty, we're off to Japan. Sayonara.
So we're actually on the flight from Singapore to Tokyo. We've spent 13 and a half hours so far on an aircraft flying from Heathrow to Singapore. It was absolutely fabulous. So now we're having a vegan meal. So we thought what we'd do is we just let you know what we've got for our vegan meal on the flight.
Well, I've got a gin and tonic and you've got a glass of wine. Is that what you mean?
No, there's always a glass of wine.
Okay. So the food has been absolutely fantastic on Singapore Airlines. So we got priority service as well, which is always a bonus. This meal here, we've got a salad of couscous with tempeh and cucumber, tomato, lettuce. We've then got a main of sort of a lentil bean type stew.
With cauliflower, I think it is.
With cauliflower and cheese sauce on it, which is obviously not cheese. We've also got a bread roll, a pot of dressing, we've got a special mineral water, and then we've got some sort of chocolate cake. Oh my God, it's amazing.
It's really good. So certainly if you book your meal in advance, book the vegan meal in advance, Singapore Airlines, absolutely cracking job. And we'll join you again in Tokyo itself.
Yep, cheers, bottoms up.
So we are now here in Japan. We're staying at the Ikebukuro district in the Metropolitan Hotel. And we've just been out for dinner.
Yeah, it was pretty mad, wasn't it?
It was a bit crazy. So not speaking the language and not even having any ability to make any sense of the symbols they use at all was a bit of a challenge. However, we looked on a map and saw there were loads of ramen restaurants around. And there were, mm-hmm. just all over the place.
Yep, every corner.
These small little restaurants, probably with some of them only 10 covers in, if that.
Mm-hmm.
A few of them were digitized, so we could just about get the menu into English.
Yeah.
But it was still really difficult to work out how do we order, what do we do.
Yeah, luckily in one of them we found a young guy who spoke English really well, so he was able to translate for us. And one of the things you were saying, because I said, oh, can't we just have some tofu, it's on the menu, and he was just saying, no, it's got meat in it. So you were saying, weren't you, Mark, that sometimes they use tofu, but they always use it alongside.
Yeah,
meat.
It's not used. So in the UK, we use tofu as a meat replacement. They use it alongside meat.
Mm.
So we use the vegan passport from the Vegan Society, which was actually brilliant. And it's just a screen that you can show. It's written in loads of different languages. So I just called out the Japanese screen and just showed it to these guys.
And this is free.
Yeah. And it literally just says, we are vegan. We don't eat this, 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 this. Can you prepare a meal that includes this, 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 and this? And it was actually really good. It overcame some of our problems.
Yeah. And they were able to adapt the menu because they make it all fresh, don't they?
Yeah. So we had a big bowl of rice.
Yeah.
With
bowl of soup.
With a bowl of soup with some
thing. More like broth, I suppose.
It was more like a broth. It had some form of green vegetable in it.
Sea vegetable, yeah. And it had some strips of crispy tofu in it as well.
Oh, is that what they were?
Yeah.
Okay. Then there was a little cabbage salad, mm-hmm. with it on the side.
Yeah.
There was some nori,
mm-hmm.
and some fermented beans.
Yeah, I wasn't keen on those, I have to say.
But we had a pretty good meal.
Well, yeah, there was kimchi on the table as kimchi. Well. They give you a little sachet of sesame oil. They give you a little bit of mustard.
A glass of
iced tea.
Yep.
And guess how much it cost? It's crazy.
It was
£4.20 each.
No.
Oh, between the two of us?
Yes.
No.
It's fuzz for both.
Oh, my life. Okay, so that was good. So that meal was
£2.40, I think,
oh,
the meal.
Crikey.
It was incredible. It was really, really good value.
Really friendly.
And you
people.
Can see why people eat out
all
more.
The time. Yeah.
So Sue said she'd take me out for dinner tonight and she spent a grand total of £2.40.
You're worth it.
But it was really good.
And I think also it's worth mentioning the hotel we're staying in is quite a luxury end hotel, but there was absolutely nothing on the menu that they could make vegan, not for dinner and not for breakfast, which is a real bummer because we've paid for breakfast to be included.
So we shall try tomorrow morning again,
And we're going to take our vegan passport. We didn't have that when we went earlier today.
Yeah.
We'll take the vegan passport tomorrow morning and we'll try again and see what happens.
So I think we've had about 4 meals in 24 hours, but I've kind of lost track.
I don't know how many meals we've had.
I don't even know what day it is.
So we shall see you tomorrow after breakfast, no doubt.
Alrighty. Cheers.
So welcome back. We went down for breakfast.
Yes, in the hotel.
In the hotel. Actually wasn't as bad as we kind of were made out by the
maitre d'.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
The maitre d' the night before, who said there was nothing. There were a few bits and pieces that we could have.
But none of the basics.
No, none of the basics. So it was a bit of a thrown together breakfast. I found some beans and kind of sort of a potato stewy thing. And what I did was I took down the vegan passport, opened it up onto the Japanese page, found one of the chefs, pointed at the dish that I wanted to have, showed him the vegan passport page and kind of did a thumbs up, thumbs down symbol at him. And he gave me a thumbs up. I was like, okay, well, I'll have that. A bagel and some fruit.
Mm. The interesting thing is, which I didn't realise, is a Japanese breakfast is very different to a Western breakfast, which of course makes sense. But they have a very much like a curry base, loads of vegetables, loads of salad. They don't sort of have a standard sort of cooked breakfast like we would have. So although they have a hot breakfast, it tends to be very much sort of meat oriented, curry, rice, that kind of thing. So that's quite hard.
But just everything had meat in it.
And milk. We couldn't even have milk. Bread because it had milk in it.
Yeah.
I mean, at least they had labelled it, which was quite good. So they did have little symbols on it to say whether it was vegan or not.
Yeah.
Didn't have any vegan margarine. Didn't have any soya milk. So couldn't even have cereal. So that was a bit of a pain in the backside.
So if you're staying in a large hotel chain with a very large buffet, you'd probably be okay because you can pick out a few odd bits. I would guess that if you stayed in a smaller hotel with a small buffet with a more limited choice,
you'd really struggle
for
but
breakfast.
We had deliberately parked ourselves in a town, so we were able to go into the town where there was a well-known coffee chain that did a plant-based muffin with some kind of plant-based patty in it, and also some kind of, I don't know how you'd call it, tofu, spinach and corn or something. It was basically tried to look like egg with sort of specks of green.
Well, that was okay.
It was absolutely fine.
Yeah.
It was absolutely
fine. That was
fine.
All right. Yeah. That was all right.
So then in the evenings, we found a few real gems, didn't we?
Absolutely wonderful little restaurants. We had a Guide to Tokyo book and you found one of them in there.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of a train ride out, but it was really worth jumping on the train system in Tokyo once we'd actually worked out how it all worked.
Really cheap.
It was incredibly cheap. Mm. And it just took us, you know, we were walking through the back streets and we kind of saw little back bits of Tokyo that we possibly wouldn't otherwise have found. And we found this wonderful restaurant. It was called the Food Therapy Diner. It was 100% vegan.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how small the restaurant was.
It's about as big as this bed that we're sat on now.
It was probably, not far off.
Mm.
So there were two tiny little tables on a little raised platform that you sat cross-legged at. The guy cooked the meal. I would say it was probably 1 meter by 2 meter, if that, 1 meter by 1.5 meters area. And a tiny little sink and a toilet shoved in the corner. And that was it. That was the whole restaurant. So probably four covers at any given point.
It was amazing.
It was amazing, authentic Japanese food cooked by, welcomed by one guy, cooked by one guy, served by one guy.
Mm.
It was wonderful. It was a real highlight.
Really cheap, but the food was amazing. So it was basically a sort of ramen dish, wasn't it, that we had very sort of familiar theme by the end. We'd left Japan. We'd had this quite a few times in different variations, like a stock sort of soup with ramen noodles in. But again, this had some different things in it as well. It was just really well presented. And that's one of the things I really noticed about Japanese food. They just do everything with such flair. And we had some dumplings on the side, didn't we?
Those fried, garlic, deep fried.
Oh, they were amazing. Really, really amazing. But again, you know, really good price. It was probably about £20 for both of us to eat.
Yeah, so a bit more expensive than the first night. Mm. But you don't mind paying, and this was another proper sort of restaurant.
Yeah, whereas the other one was a chain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we just felt really looked after, really cared for. It was... really good. So I would highly recommend getting off the beaten track.
Yeah, and we did pop into a bar on the way back, didn't we? We met a couple of Aussies there, and it was their son's 21st. Anyway, to cut a long story short, in this little tiny bar, he ended up drinking this shot of snake liqueur, and it literally had a dead snake in it. It was absolutely foul. I don't know how he did it. I couldn't have drunk that. But yeah, it had a dead snake in it. So be careful in Japan. If someone says it tastes really nice, just check what it's made of. Yeah, we do like a drink, but we didn't drink that.
We didn't drink that.
No.
And then the next day we went out to lunch again, off the beaten track, again using the Happy Cow app. We found this wonderful vegan restaurant called Tea's Tan Tan, right in the middle of a station of all places.
But so when you say we found it, it did take us a while to find it.
Well, the station was monstrous.
Huge.
And you had to buy a platform pass to get into kind of the network of the station. And this Tea's Tan Tan, again, was ramen. So it was, as Sue said, the standard Japanese dish of a broth and ramen and noodles. Mm. But this was really beautiful. It had so many different vegetables in it. There
yuzu.
Was... yeah, what's that?
It's a fruit.
Okay.
I think. And it's like a radish.
Yeah, like a large radish. It had a blob of peanut butter, it had some fermented beans in it. It was absolutely amazing.
Didn't it? Tofu as well?
Yeah. It was like a meat side dish, a sort of seitan.
Oh, that's right.
Sort of side dish with coriander and
a little bit of
vegan cheese, which was a bit strange.
Yeah, that was a bit weird. It was like a hard cheese. Mm. So, yeah.
Mm.
That was really good. And we had a beer with it as well, which is even better. Got to try authentic local beers when you're there.
Really good. Really good. So that was, again, off the beaten track. A dedicated vegan restaurant, so it was absolutely fine.
Yeah, and it was busy. There's a lot of people coming and going, so that was good.
Yeah.
We do have to mention the awful experience we had on the flight today. So we've just flown out today somewhere else, and the meal that was served on Qantas was absolutely disgusting.
It was horrible.
I couldn't eat it.
No. It was really horrible. It was really, no thought had gone into it. It looked like it had just been slopped together, chucked in front of you. So Qantas Airlines, if you're vegan, I would avoid. Singapore Airlines
amazing.
Was fabulous.
And we both said, didn't we, that we would actually prefer to pay more to go on
definitely.
Singapore or
I
go
would.
A different route just to go on Singapore. Because the service on Singapore Airlines was absolutely fantastic. The food was amazing. They were really attentive. And it was fantastic food. Really enjoyed it. Mm.
So we've got 5 top tips for travelling in Japan.
Mm. So the first one is definitely get Happy Cow app on your phone and make sure that you've got their vegan passport as well. So I think Viva do one as well, the charity. But get a vegan passport that basically gives you all different languages of how to say, I'm vegan, this is what I eat, this is what I don't eat. And make sure you really, you know, check on Happy Cow because it's got some fantastic gems in it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Go off the beaten track is another one of our tips. So it's really worthwhile being a bit adventurous, catching a train, having a walk out, printing off a map or using the app on your phone, and go off the beaten track and discover these restaurants, as Sue said, using the Happy Cow app.
The other one that's really important is take some cash with you, because I say that because we expected everywhere in Japan to be highly automated and take cards and everything. Some of these smaller places, they just don't do that. So twice I had to go to the cash machine on the same evening to get money out so that we can actually eat because they just didn't take cards. And of course the trouble with that is then you're getting charged when you take money out. So even if you've got a prepaid card like I had, do take some extra cash with you.
Mm. Next tip is don't expect standard menus to have vegan options. That they just don't seem to do it. it's not, doesn't seem to be within the Japanese radar to say, okay, we'll have a vegan option here. Mm. Stuff could easily be made vegan.
I think
they have all the ingredients to make vegan, but they, even with tofu, they just put bacon with it, or they crack a raw egg over the top of it.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
So,
yeah, I saw someone eating a raw egg, but we won't go into that. That's no, disgusting.
So don't expect to find vegan food on a standard menu.
Mm. And the last one is to plan your vegan options in advance. So that might be something as simple as ringing ahead to make sure that the restaurant is open and does do vegan food. Or it might be something like planning your lunch so that you can be in the right place to have a vegan meal in a dedicated vegan restaurant in the evening, or vice versa. And when you're traveling, obviously tell the airline or tell your travel provider, and just double check at every opportunity that that is an option.
Yeah. So look, when we found this little restaurant that we were talking about with the guy that cooked the food for us, rather than go to the area and then try to find a restaurant to eat at, we did it the other way around. We found the restaurant to eat at, went to the area, and then did other things in that area and planned the day kind of around that vegan meal.
Which worked really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. So, so we'll be going back to Japan, I think.
We will be going back to Japan.
It's just a shame we can't eat all their fantastic cakes.
The cakes!
Sweets. Oh, my word.
The thing with Japan is the presentation is absolutely stunning, and the way they present their cakes and desserts was incredible.
Yeah.
But we could eat precisely
nothing. Yeah, it was a real shame. I mean, it's beautiful to look at, but yeah, it wasn't good. So, you know, vegan bakers out there who want to move to Japan, now's your chance.
Yeah, there's definitely a gap in the market, I reckon.
Yeah. Okay, so the next time you hear from us, we will be in Australia. So happy travels if you're off on your holidays, and keep in touch with us and listen up.
Take care. See you soon.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. And if you have enjoyed this podcast, please remember to rate, review and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. If you'd like to be featured on the show or to send us any comments, please email behealthy@govegan.online. See you soon.